A U.S. military plane brought back 55 cases of remains North Korea says are U.S. service members killed in the Korean War. They'll be honored in a ceremony Wednesday. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
A U.S. military plane flew to Wonsan, North Korea on Friday to pick up what are believed to be the remains of U.S. servicemen killed in the Korean War. The transfer is meant to fulfill a commitment made by leader Kim Jong-un during his summit with President Donald Trump in June. Deputy Commander of the United Nations Command, Lieutenant General Wayne Eyer, said the U.N.'s mission of vigilance towards North Korea will remain as tensions thaw.
It will not falter in its mission and will do its part to bring about lasting peace.
Sometime after Wednesday's ceremony, the remains are expected to be transferred to a base in Hawaii for testing. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
The scale of a flooding disaster in southern Laos is still unclear Friday. Reuters' Ed Giles explains.
Multiple villages were reportedly caught by surprise when an under-construction dam failed in a remote region of southern Laos this week. According to officials on Friday, the death toll stands at no less than 27 people, but more than 100 are still missing. The lack of information about the disaster is partly due to how remote this area is, but it's also because there have been conflicting reports from state media and the government appears to be limiting access to foreign journalists. Laos is one of Asia's poorest and most isolated countries.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. Official results show cricket star Imran Khan has won Pakistan's polls, but he will have to seek out allies to form a coalition government. The Election Commission has rejected allegations of fraud without conducting a formal probe, and the Free and Fair Election Network says there is still a need to investigate the allegations of fraud to avoid political instability. This is VOA News. The deadline to get immigrant families back together has gone. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports on the outcome to reunite families in the U.S. thus far.
The Trump administration says more than 1,800 children, 5 years and older, have been reunited with parents or sponsors hours before the deadline. That included 1,442 children who were returned to parents who were in the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody, and another 378 who were released under a variety of other circumstances. But about 700 more remain separated. Officials say that includes 431 whose parents were deported. I'm Shirley Smith.
The Russian lawyer who reportedly met with top Trump campaign officials to present information on rival candidate Hillary Clinton appears to have close ties with the Russian government. The president tweeted Friday he knew nothing of that meeting. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Associated Press reviewed scores of emails, transcripts, and legal documents, including those from the Dossier Center. The documents reveal a portrait of Natalia Veselnitskaya. Veselnitskaya's role in the Trump campaign, Russian Connections, is rooted in her fight against businessman Bill Browder, a leading critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Veselnitskaya fought against him in court and worked to undercut his credibility in Washington. She told Congress it was on behalf of a client, but documents showed she received Russian government support and she provided assistance to high-level authorities in Moscow. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At a U.S. Senate hearing Thursday, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer was asked why farmers were being offered a $12 billion aid package and not other sectors of the economy hurt by tariffs.
Is the view of the administration that agriculture has been particularly targeted by retaliation as a result of the kinds of actions we're doing to try to level the playing field, and therefore the president, the Secretary of Agriculture, put in place this program.
Still, some farmers say the financial assistance will not ease the long-term impact of the tariffs on their livelihoods. The head of the Athens Forensics Department says all autopsies on the dozens of people who died in Greece's deadliest wildfire in decades have been completed, although the identification process continues. Greek authorities suspect arson may have caused this week's fires. Chinese regulators appear to have rejected a possible attempt by U.S. airlines at a compromise over Beijing's demand to call self-ruled Taiwan a part of China, an order Washington has opposed. Beijing demanded airlines call Taiwan's capital Taipei, China. The U.S. carrier switched to saying only Taipei with no country. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
Voice of America. A1. It's today.